week the schedule, Bezer Hashem, will be today and tomorrow. And hopefully we'll be finishing Teruvis. And then the Mechina will be Bezer Hashem on Tuesday. February 27th. Again, you can sign up with Rabbi Tuchman in the morning, 9:30 to 11:15 or something like that. And then, Bezrus Hashem, after Purim, we'll begin Pasuk B'Cholov. Okay, the topic of two parts, the Shimelech Raseach V'Yisrodovu. Okay. So, Melech Raseach is also always said together with the Din of Kovish Kavushal, Melech Raseach and Kovish Kavushal, meaning that normally we understand the concept of Blia, a time goes from one to another only via heat, Bishul, heat, Tzli. We discussed the Blias of Bishul, we discussed Blias of Tzli, you need heat. If there's no heat, then you just do Hadacha, you just rinse it off. That's what rinse it off. So the question at hand, but there are exceptions to the rule, that we know that there's a blia even b'tzone. So one is kavush kavushal, right? Like if you have something soaking in a liquid, we discuss the different types of liquids. So if it's soaking for a certain amount of time, even though it's cold, it's going to have a status of a blia. It's soaking itself. We discussed water, we discussed seer, we discussed chometz, various different sheets. And then there's a concept of what? That something is salted. If something is salted, it's not cold, if it's salted, right? Salt is not heat. So you salt it. Not just mild salting, but we'll see enu necho machmas molcho. It's significant salting. So then that also, if two things touch and it's salty, that also will cause bilias to transfer. Now we have to understand. So that's the Gemara. Hanu atmosa. So there was these pieces of thighs of meat. So these thighs, pieces of meat, were together with the Gidanasha. So the Gidanasha is Aser. Right? You can't eat the Gidanasha. And there's a machlokes whether yesh begidim and no sentam, or begidim no sentam. Everyone agrees if you eat the gidanasha, you're chayef. The shail is, does the gidanasha have the ability to give tam iser into something else? That's the machlokes of yesh begidim and no sentam, or begidim and no sentam. But let's assume yesh begidim and no sentam, that it does have the ability to transfer tam to something else. So if you would cook gidanasha with a piece of meat, and you don't have shishim, so and you hold yesh begidim minos and tam, so then the tam of the gid goes into the meat and asas. But what if you just salt it? So here the imlichu. So Ravina osa and Rav Acha bar Ashi shari. So you have a machlokes here whether it's osa or mutter. So Amalei Rav Acha bar Rav Ravina might have talked to Amar Shmuel Mulich Harei Korsech Chavosh Rav Gvushol Amar Shmuel Loshonu Elah Shenitz Bashal Ba Haba Mitzvah Ba Kol Ofa Ochal Shemegi Legid. In other words, what's your reason that Mulich is Koreseach, therefore it's Aser? But Shmuel says it's only by Bishul. Okay. So, Bekitzer, if you hold that Meliach is Kiroseach, it's going to Aser. So there are a couple of things we have to realize. A couple of klolim. The first is the Gemara in Kuv Yud Beis on page 2. Hu bar gozlo denofa l'kadda d'kimcha. You had a chicken, whatever, that fell into the yogurt. So the question is, did it become lasser? Shari Rav Chanina, the braider of the Parshina. Amar Rav Man Chakim Mishri Kei Gavda. Had Rav Chanina braider of and Parshu the Kosova Kei Amar Shmuel Mulich Rav Kuseach Hadi Mil Hecha Teda the Papa. Shmocho. Aval Hai Kutcha Rei Necho Gmacham Asmocho. Whereas the Kutach was salty. But salt is not enough. It has to be so salty that it's not fit for consumption because it's so salty. That's the maliach that we say, maliach harev kuseach. No. Okay, so that's one halacha you have to know. Then there's another halacha that you have to know. And hopefully we'll get to do some malicha this year, but if we don't, I mean, so on page 4, it could be Gimel Amud Aleph. Now the question is like this: what has to be salty? The thing that's the treif thing that's giving the tam, or the thing that's receiving the tam, or both? So the Gemara here, Ketzach, Tohar Maliyah, first word in letters, the second line, there are two lines that begin with Tohar. The second line that begins with Tohar on page 4. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The second line that begins with Sheshah, Tohar Maliyah. If the kosher thing was salty, V'tameh Tofel, and the non-kosher thing, Tofel means not salt. So what's the din? So the halacha is that the treif thing has to be tamei. It has to be salted. If the treif thing is salted, then it gives the ability that it's pulled at its tam into the kosher thing. It's a din in the what? In the treif thing being salted. The treif thing is salty, so that will cause the kosher thing to get a bliya from the treif thing. So that's the fact that the treif thing is salty is instead of it being hot. So that's if you start at the beginning of the page, Meisvei Dag Tohar Shemolchum Dag Tomei Mutter. My love, Shahayu Shnei Meluchim. Look, when Shahayu Tohar Maliach, the Tomei Tofel. And then the Gemara goes back and forth, but that's the conclusion. Tohar Shemolchum Dag Tomei Mutter. Keitzu Shahayu Tohar Maliach. The tummy tofel. So if the Torah is maliach and the tummy is tofel, so if the tummy thing is not salty, then it's not going to be aser because the klal is you need the tummy to be maluch. And the Torah is tofel, but if the tummy is tofel and the Torah is maliach, then it doesn't work. So that's the klal. Okay?
The Torah also is tofel.
Okay.
Then it's not.
Correct. Okay. Now that's one thing. Now another important point is the following. In other words, we learned machlokes Rav and Shmuel that ilagavar tatagavar. Right. If you have two pieces of meat, one on top of the other, what is hot and what is cold. So do we say the status of the bottom thing changes the nature of the top thing, or vice versa? And we pass him up. So the question is, does this apply to Moliach? So we say the tummy thing is on top and salty, and the tar thing is in the bottom and it's not salty, so maybe that will neutralize the top. Because if you say tatagover, then if the tar thing is on the bottom and it's not salty, even though the tummy thing is on top and it will be salty, maybe you won't have a bleed. Or do we say no, that these kolim of tatagover and ilagover do not apply to melicha, only apply to real heat? So this is a machlokes rishonim on page 5. Let's look in the Rashba in the Bais HaKotzer. Hamelach b'chamim u'mafler b'vliach shavliach harir kurasech. B'fichach b'asa shkuta shenimlucha b'asa d'veil asura. Chayim dag tor shemulchum dag tomei. Right? If the Torah is Maliach and the Tami is Tafel, it's Mutl. In other words, the point is that for the order of something to be Osir, it has to be Poilet. The Tami thing has to be Poilet. So only if it itself is salty. If the tar thing is salty, that's not going to make enough that this, it's going to make the other thing salty enough that it could be poilet. So the tummy thing has to be salty, because that's the thing that's going to be poilet. If the tar thing is salty and the tummy thing is not, the saltiness of the tar thing is not enough to cause the tummy thing to get salty from the tar thing to be poilet. It'll get salty a little bit, but it won't be sufficient. So then he continues . So look now on page 6 in the Bais HaKotzer. Third one, yearly. So he says the regular rules apply. The regular rules of Tata Gomer. Severely, Davke Shayatome Hamaliach Lamata. In other words, you need the Maliach to the tummy thing to be Maliach, but it's only if it's Lamata, because if it's Lamala, then it loses its thing from, because we hold Tata Gomer. So it has to maintain its status of that it's salty, the salty status that had its potency to be poilet, it has to be lamata. Davke shaya tome hamaliach lamata v'torah tofel lamala shatachtum gover mechamim es elyon avliu avin torah hatofel lamata v'tome hamaliach lamala enu ase es atachton el kedei klipa. But if not, it's only going to also kidei klipa, because at the make a bala, that's the same concept that we have by heat. One second. And then the same thing he writes applies about the shamin thing. If it's the shamin thing, then it's going to the maliach is going to do bekulo. If it's not shamin, so then it'll only be, you know, kidei tila or klipa, yeah, tila really. We'll see if it's tila or klipa. We'll have to see in Shulchan Aruch. But not everyone agrees with this Rashba. Tosus Tosus, take a look. Tosus on page 4. Kufi Gimel Amud Aleph, page 4. There's no ilogavar tatagavar when it comes to malich rasech. I feel kribal abay. So the only thing the factor that Tosus holds is what? You need the tummy thing to be the maluach. It doesn't matter what's on the top or the bottom. The tummy thing is maluach, that will also, if it's not, it's not. Okay, then Tosus makes another comment. You want to make cheese. So they had a special receptacle that they would make the cheese in. So the cheese was salty. So say you want to borrow a receptacle from a guy that he made cheese in. So do you have to do Hagola? Because it's not hot, but it's salty. So it says, Yeshko Momikan, the Enut Sarach, Lahagil, the Fuse Givinos, Haovde Kochavim, Mutulasas Mem Givinos Lisrael, Umoch Mosokan, Tavikimo, Tar Malik, Vatome Tafel. The Enshaikh Malikha Beitz. That's the concept of Ein Malikha Bekalim. In other words, what's going to be treif here? The kli that you're getting. So there's no. It's not shayach that it was. Say this salt on it. But what has to be tummy here? The bli is tummy, right? Because there was salty cheese, and that's what made a bli into the kli. So something salty is going to be in a kli. But now the cheese is gone. You just have the kli. So maybe this is some saltiness from before, but it's in the kli. So it's only a blia. So the question is, could a blia come out of a kli via salt and answer the thing inside? So he says no. Because it's not shayach that the bli is going to get salty enough from the kli, even if it's a salty, even if there's some salt in the kli from the, and therefore, as long as it's clean, and you have kosher cheese, it'll be okay. So that's ein malicha bekelim. So ein malicha bekelim doesn't mean that there won't be a blia into the. If you have treif cheese, it'll be belay into the kli. But in terms of being polite out, and because the polite out, the idea is the treif thing, which here is the blia, has to become salty, and then the lasser. But if it's only a blia, it's not much shy that the blia from the is going to be that salty enough to reach the status of to asa. So now we can look at Shulchan Aruch and see how these halachas are brought down. Maliach sheino nechol machmas molcho dino kerosech maflid lesor kedei klipo. So he says it's maflid kidei klipa. Nimhu shuman hagid v'kenokno shum. Shabo v'akronis yesh lahachmer al tzrichim netilas mochim. If it's something more shamein, so maybe you should need netila. Vimu chel of mamish, shetzar shishim vadlo, vimu basa shim lachmo hu shamein, afilu b'shuman hagid, tzar shishim vadlo, vitol m'menu mochim, shetil netilas mochim, mfachas klipa. Because then you have to be choshish both ways l'chumra, right, that it'll go through the whole thing. It's shamein, but maybe it won't, so then you just have to take a netila. We're going to talk about this in Dovok soon. Lein shachatich shenimluchu yachad, meim cholachas mehem neatsa shishin levata al-chelov, asuris veim tzar from yachad levata al-chelov, teichel mefafeh mechatich ha-buchilu b'lo-horotev. Okay. And then in the Ramor writes, V'yesho amim d'chol malicha eino aseris rak kidei klipa. Tzorkeim. Some say it's only kidei klipa. The fame of this. V'yesh eino b'kiyim b'im b'otsum shomil kochus nogim l'shara b'chol malicha b'shishim. So we assume that it's like shomil, it's going to ask b'kulom. Okay, we'll see more about that soon. Take a look now. Sif Yud, page 13. Bemed v'amumurim k'sha isra v'hetzer shnei meluchim. Afil isra meluch v'hetzer tofel, v'hetzer meluch v'isra tofel, einu tzorech el ha'docha. Right, it has to be then in the isra being meluch. And then in Yud Aleph, he says, "Zesha Marnu Isim Maliach Hetta Tafel Shimu Shomein Osha Shehir Moshishim Levadlo Davka Shehaya Isra Maliach Lamata Hetta Tafel Lamala Mishum Datatogavar." So he passes like the Rashba against Tosfos. I mean, Hetta Tafel Lamata VeIsra Maliach Lamala Eino Oser Ela Kidei Klipa. So you have the regular dinim of the Tatov Yilagavar that. That if it's tov shamein, so it was a bekulo. If it's the tamei is lamata, then it's maluach. But if it's lamala, then it's going to only make a klipa to make a lebala. And then he quotes the Tosas, the Rama. So that's Toysis, that's more machmer. And then Yud Beis is the other part of Toysis. Kvinas shenasu b'defuse goyim, alfa pi shenimluchu b'sochon, whereas you have the kli is treif. And now you're putting salt in the kli, so it's not going to aser. Udin luchu heder v'shakli iser. Afil eino menukov. Dein mulicher oseach lo kach lahaflid min hakli. V'ashabalu b'sochov. V'davki v'diev v'chadchi v'aser. So v'diev it's okay. V'chadchi you shouldn't do it. So he says, "Green shenazu b'food of segoyim, alav bi shenimluchu b'sochan mutarim." And the Rama says, "Vodin im nimlach heter b'sharkli yisur." Right? If you have a salty heter, so afilu einu menukav, the einu lich roseh kol kachal haflad menakli, v'shabulu b'sochan. So it's not going to ask him. Malik is not going to never have a situation where it's going to be toilet the thing inside, even though the thing inside is treif. But the Hathil, you shouldn't rely on that. Oh. Okay.
What kind of thing are you making? complete, whatever. What time, so
it's hot. It's hot in everything.
Nothing's hot. Nothing's hot.
It's cold.
Nothing is hot. It's cold, but it's malawach. Verstehe?
Yes.
Good. Okay, now. Okay, so these are some yisodas of Malach Shirasech. Hopefully we'll have more Malicha sometime later. Maybe. Okay, now we get to Issur Dabuk. So let me tell you about Issur Dabuk. Last night I was at a dinner. So they had, in the shmorg, they had some good, so it was all kosher. It was all kosher dinner. But so they have like two types. First, they were serving this good ribs, very good. But then he came later. It was also, but then so the ribs were very nice. You just they served your ribs, very good. But then the next time he got there, they just served this big bone, and. And then the meat was dovok to the bone. And that was the whole maisa, because then you gotta rip off the meat from the bone. Before, in the beginning, they did all the thing for you. It was off the bone, so they just gave you the meat. Eat the meat. Shalom on Yisrael. But then later, so I started showing my wife how nice it is, and I brought her there, and then it was all gone. All they had was the rib. Ribs on a bone, it was doubled to the bone, so it wasn't as geschmack. So, okay, what can I tell you? Okay, so this is like this. We know, we have a concept in Judaism called Shishim. So, what's the concept of Shishim? If you have something trafe in a pot, so as long as you have Shishim connect, though, you know, then you're good. Why? Because the Isser is nispashate throughout the whole pot. So if you only have 50, it's going to nispashate in the 50. But that time will still be nirgash. But if there's 60, so it was nispashate in the 60. When it's nispashate too much, then what? Then it's not, it's all gone. Because it gets too thin. It's like in life. You take upon yourself too many things, then you get nothing. You limit yourself to focus on limit, and then you can do things yourself. But if you have too many things, you dispassion to too many things, and then it withers. You can do more than one thing, but you have to, you know, do too many things, that's bitter. Okay? So there's a combat going on in the pot between the treif and all the allies of the, you know, you have a trade piece of meat, but then you have kosher meat, and you have potatoes and tomatoes, and so all the kosher things, they're one team, they're allies together, and they will starve together to mevatel the what? But what about the following? What if you have a piece of meat, and on the piece of meat, stuck on, is fat. And the fat is tray fat. And then, it's cold, no problem here. Then you put it in a what? In a pot. Now, the piece of meat was kosher. The fat that's stuck onto it is tray. But then there's a lot of other things in the pot. There's other pieces of meat that are not attached to the fat. There's corn, there's rice, there's potatoes, a lot of things going on. So clearly, you have shishim. Below shum suffix, you have shishim. So, if you cook that thing, I would have said, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach.
This is chaylev. You talk about chaylev.
Yeah, non-kosher fat. That's what I would say. But the din of Isidoma says no. You see, when you're in a pot, and you have a piece of tray of meat, and then you have all these kosher pieces, right? So, obviously, the belia travels. The belia travels. It gets to its neighbor, and then it goes from there. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if the shishim, it travels through the whole pot, gets the belia, and then if the shishim, it dissipates. But when you have an iser dovak, an iser dovak means when the dover heter and the iser are attached together, it's dovak. So that even if there's shishim, the piece of meat that's what? That's attached to the chaylev itself, it's going to become usher if there's no shishim. Because that piece of meat is going to have a special symbiotic relationship with the what? With the chaylev that's attached to it. So even though there's going to be other things there that ultimately there's going to be shishim, but the part that's attached to the chaylev, which doesn't have shishim in its own right, is not going to be saved by the fact that there's shishim in the whole pot, because it's attached to the issa. So why is that? So there are various reasons given. One reason is given is that because the blia of the thing that's attached gets it very strong from the chaylev. So even though it's going to go further on, but the part that's attached, the belief that it got, since it's attached, is not going to dissipate, even though it is furthermore. One second. That's one possibility of why. Because if you're attached, the concentration of the belief of the chaylev that's attached to that piece of meat is going to be a stronger concentration. It's never totally going to lose its tongue. That sounds like din daraisa. But then, there's another explanation given. And that other explanation is that no, maybe it's only a chashash midrabanan. But since it's attached, maybe we have to be choshesh that the chaylev and the meat were together in another pot. Alone, yichud, in the other pot. And now, they have a second thing in this new pot with the other things. But since it's attached, they could have been together someplace else, in another relationship, in another pot. And then there wasn't any shishim there, because it was only that piece of meat and the chaylev. So that's like a chashash derabon. Maybe it's a chashash that things are attached together. Who says this was the first time they were together? Because they're attached. They could have been attached somewhere in an oven someplace or someplace else where there was clearly no shishim. And then there was a full blia. And then it became chanan, if you're chanan or whatever. So the klal of Issur Dovok is that the Issur, the heter that's Dovok to the Issur, that if it's no shishim on that chaticha alone, even if there's shishim in the rest of the pot, will become usur and remain usur. Okay, that is what Issur Dovok means. Yeah.
And not even
be'en
anymore.
No. It can be be'en, but the fat, the tam of the fat goes into the meat. No, you're not going to eat the be'en. You're going
to
cut away the
meat.
So you take a knife and you cut it off and you'll eat the meat. The question is, are you allowed to eat the meat? So the be'en you're not going to eat. because you eat the meat. So mm-hmm. if you have enough meat that's attached to the thing, that there's going to be 60 times the amount of meat that's attached to the chalev, then it will be batal. But if you don't have shishim, even though you have shishim in the together with the rest of the par, it'll be awesome.
Theoretically, that piece, let's say you were cutting it, like you're separating, but what's the core you cooked it? You're cutting out that piece of meat, and then it's slipped into a big pot, and
what do you mean you cut it? What does that mean?
You're cutting off the chalev.
If you cut off the chalev before you put it in the pot, then there's no, then it's not a misadavuk. Misadavuk means when it's in the pot, it's attached to the one of the pieces of meat.
What's attached.
So that's what I gave you. I started my example. Yeah, you've been to the Marina Shmorg, so you've seen the thing. What do you call it? The what? Spare ribs. You have the ribs there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it comes on a bone. Attached to the bone. So it's attached. Or a piece of chalev. You usually see you get kosher chalev, hopefully. But you have some lamb chops or something like that. So there's usually some fat that's attached to the thing. That's attached. It's organically, we'll see, attached. So that's the din. Dover, Yisr HaDavuk, it will only be mutter if there's an Yisr HaDavuk to it, if in its own right has shishim. But you cannot mitzvah the rest of the pot. Whereas normally, if you have a piece of chalev that's touching a meatball, but it's not Davuk to it, everything, but there's shishim in the rest of the pot, it's all being mitzvah to dissipate the tam. Yeah, and this is Baruch Shulchan Aruch, page 16. This is the famous Mechaber Amor, what you say, Chanan Mishari Sur. Yesh Omrim Damrinim Kol Yisurim Katif Anasas Bavela. Hein Aminik Poshut Vein Lashanas Vdavka Im Ha'isu Dovuk V'Katif Has Heter V'Shar Katif Kula Chutz L'Rotev. So it's a Dovuk, then it's going to be a separate unit. And then it won't be batal b'shishim unless there's shishim in that piece alone, and then it could become kanan, and then aser further.
Why is the second possibility only a drabana?
We'll say you have here in Hilchos Melech on page 17. Ein of shelo yeh bo shishim keneged libo. Mutar afil hu dovek ba'of. Say you cooked a chicken and you forgot to take out the heart. So it's dovek. But there's shishim keneged the heart. So then it's okay. Kol ov yeh bo shishim afil ein bo. So what's the yisod? So the shach on page 18, Sifkot Yuches, says hatam the osach atik sheyisod dovek ba memaheres levlo haisod chila. V'nasis miyad nevela. Cholzer lom. In other words, that's going to be boleya tchila very quickly because it's attached, and then it'll become the vela and it won't dissipate, and that time will stay.
We say this even according to those who hold we don't say chanan by shalvi surah.
If you don't say Chanan, Bishari Surim, Right. So then, so then what? So the give me one more second. And take a look in the Issa v'Heter on page 19. He gives a different reason. On page 19 in the bottom. Kolki agav l'chashinan shema pam achas nishar levado. Berota, Masofa Iroi. In other words, maybe they were together in someplace else. Or Shreem Heutziyo, Pamachas Roseh, Kutzlik David, Nas is the Vela. Now, it'll still be Osir, Midin, even if you don't say Chalam Mashari Sur, it'll still be Osir, unless it won't be Batal Bashishim. So the Issa v'Heter gives a different svara than the shach. So the Pri Megadim on page 20. Pri Megadim, you know, always likes to, you know, he's the ultimate pedagogue, the Pri Megadim. He likes to, like, he's closest to modern day pedagogy. In other words, he likes to categorize things, you know what I mean? The way modern people categorize things in the world today, you know, like you have, you know, people make categories and things and that. So people got him. In his klolim, you know, he starts every part of Shulchan Aruch with his klolim, so. Well, he was a teacher, yeah. He was a. So he says like this. He named Isser Dovak Yesh Beis Ta'amim. There are two reasons for this kumra of Isser Dovak. Echad the Malayel of Lo Yosef. That's the Shach's reason. Remember Shach? Beis, Shema Pamachas Chutz L'Rotev. Maybe they were together outside of the Rotev. Meaning, so they had a situation where they were together not being part of a bigger picture. Well, is that Amad? If is the Torah Shaykh Tam Beis, Musfekul Chumra. So he says like this. The first reason is a svara, is a metzias. So it doesn't matter whether the Isser is an Isser D'Raisa, an Isser D'Rabbanan. It's the Metzius is that that's going to get a bigger blia than everything else. So say, for example, you have a case of, you have part of the chicken is cooked together with the heart. And if you have the whole chicken, so you'll have shishim kineged. But say you cut away part of the chicken. So you're only going to have part of the chicken that's attached to the heart. And it got cooked in a pot with other things. So that piece of chicken that's connected to the heart doesn't have shishim, but if you include everything else in the pot, there will be shishim. So then what's the halacha? Because that's an isadavik. But we hold Adam Shebishlo is only the Rabbanan. Right. What's wrong with the heart? What's wrong with the heart? It's not. Adam Shebishlo is only the Rabbanan, according to most Rishonim. So the question is, do we say Isser Dovak by if the Isser itself is only the Rabbanan? So the Pri Megadim says, if you hold like the Shach, it's a Metzius, that the thing that's Dovak has the great Ablia that won't be taken away. But if it's only a Din HaChashash, Shema, they were together before, and that's why we're answering it. So then it's a Shema, we don't say a Shema under the Rabbanan. So that's what he says. But in this is the Rabbanan, it's not Shaykh Tambeis. Because Tambeis is a chashash, it's a suffix. So Usfeke l'chumra. So by this Torah, but according to the Shach's reason, it doesn't matter this is the Raisa and this is the Rabbanan. So he says, is it over here based on Echad Meir Levloa? That's the Shach. May Shem Pah Machas Kutzerotim. Zed Amad, is it Torah Shach Tabez? Usbeka Lachumra. V'yesh lo so bekrepish. V'yesh lo so drabanon. Kibo dam shabishlo. V'lev dovah gotzer. Meir Levloa. If ain't of a Gumunach myself who came to the Shach Mumbai of Law, the Roker Bektifo, Chotzah Rakashash Shem of Hamacha, Schutz the Rotev, Elochosh Isid Rabbanan. But what's the other thing? What if you have stuffing? Stuffing. Right? You have stuffing inside something. So it's not dovah, but it's surrounded. Name dovah munach v'sochu came into the shach ma'el of loa, then the ma'el of loa won't apply, because it's not dovah. But maybe you'll have what? Chashash. In other words, you have we call it cabbage. Especially cabbage. So cabbage is surrounded, a piece of meat is surrounded by the outside thing, outside vegetable. So say the piece of meat was trig. Say the piece of meat was trig. So, but that outside vegetable, the cabbage, is not going to, it's not connected to the piece of meat, right? So from the perspective of the shach, it won't be shaykh. But from the perspective of what? Shem or what? They were together, so they, because wherever the cabbage goes, the meat goes with it. Because it's inside the, it's inside the, you know, it's inside the vegetable. Because it's not dovah.
But still, if the food is going anywhere, it's surrounded, it's surely going to be more intense there.
No. Because it's no different than any piece of two pieces that are touching each other. And we don't say that all the one that's next to it is.
Yeah, because it is open. This, in order to get to any other piece,
it has to go through. Right. Go through is not the same as being dovah. That's what it is.
So let's say the stuffed cabbage versus stuffed cabbage.
Let's say I
stuff it in very, very hard, so it's packed in.
Right. So
I wrap it in very tight.
We'll see. Let's assume now for a second that it's organically connected. Now look on page 21. All these prima donna here. The Hisham Rim, I am tired, and they talk about the Hisham Rim, and I'm late double for open knots in the veil, so she shouldn't connect with the moon to hear it. The Hisham, the Osir,
Shimshan Lavada Barota. Lamelech Peresh Atazach. Rishon the Chatich Nas is available to Yosef. Today is Shlomo Datron the Shitase. So he also now was working with the base Talmud. Echad Chatich Zum Meher Slavloa. The line that begins with Da. Bei Shem Haisapa Machas Kutz the Rotev. Mimtos Chasis. This is the Yeshua is told. We had my own door. I visited the Rabbani Yeshua. I told him, "Tam Sheini Hashem Hayapal Machas Chutz Lerotev." In case be is the Rabbani Yeshua Hatzir. We tam Sofik the Rabbani Lahakim. As the Torah Chassis, we didn't cover the Dama the Rabbani Koshkein Bishlo. If you have thoughts of Hashem Hayapal Machas Chutz Lerotev, however, you know it seems that the Torah Chassis was machmir even on a with the reason of the Shema. Even under the Rabbanan, which he thinks maybe you could be Mekel. And then he talks about the din of Mivoy Betar Nagolas. That's the stuffing. Hela Kiramo, the low Kim Shoshtom first cat, the Miloy Batesim have a Kibishu, the Malev, Dovak Bovain, a Miloy Betstarf, and Ain Dovak Betstarf, a Miloy. Vena Kol Shishim Shari, Mishrosa Lachmi Yasar, Miloy Vloov, Miloy Basav, etc. So that's the idea of Miloy. One second. And then, see all these. So the Prima Gada says this a couple of times. He says it again here. I'll take a look here on page 22. People got him again and again and again is harping away at this. He goes through the same two things again. Is a shame double book of Khatika's preppers, the Munuch Patoch Rosh Shadav, the stuffing. Yeah. Kreplach also. Shabbatik Makifa we call Zad. You know, Kreplach. The same Shiloh. So do you count the Batsek? Does the Batsek become Osir, or the Batsek can be, say, the, inside the Kreplach is Treif. It's surrounded by Batsek. So that's the same question. And then he says, maybe we should say like this, like Rabbi Tuchman said, that this has to go through. But then he says, Odilma culture ain't been told on. Maybe it has to. It's only when it's organically connected. This is not organically connected. It's not like a piece of meat that's connected to the bone. Then you have the Isser Heta speaks about if you have a worm in the apple. Worm in the apple, page 24. Chatach tapuach eslo batola, v'hu cham shayatzo ladispo. That's the Maril thing. He says, "Tolasha b'tzido bo hadag nimtza daim b'dag v'alu chatoch b'socha b'chaza damu mitzvat l'shishim."
from Mario Segel, Likloch Mekomo, time on the spot of the shishim. But what if you have a worm stuck in the fish? So would you say it's a dovuk there? So he says no, it's batal b'shishim. If that's the metzias. So that's part of the discussion, whether if things have to be betold or not betold, and basically everything maybe is told on these two discussions, these two reasons. Talking about that piece itself, that's a deraisa. But you're talking about the other thing is that's the rabbanon. So you're saying that maybe this is always would be. Well, it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense. I don't know if I don't recall him ever saying that, but I could be wrong. But if you find it, I'd be happy to see it.
Where?
In
Mishpatozov.
In the brackets, in the three lines.
What's the first word on the line?
Achas.
Achas.
Yeah.
Achas, yeah. Achashash Hashem Pamachas. Yeah. Voshach Melov Lol Rotem Mekifo, we call Tzad. Achashash Hashem Pamachas Chus Rotem. In Lochosh, be Isid Rabban. In the case of the Kreploch case, so the reason that Shaykh is not the reason of the Shach, only the reason of the Isser Heter. And he's saying, and the reason of the Isser Heter only is by Nisid Rabbanon. So therefore, the Kreploch case, if it would be Nisid Rabbanon, we wouldn't have to be Machmir, but only on the Nisid Raisa, because Kreploch is only the Shaila of they were together Chutz Lerotev, not the Shaila of Mamayel of Loa.
And the next one,
Mashachas
of the
Kam, Mashachas of the Kam, the Hayinu de chatiche nasas de veil of b'shar yisurim de rabbanon su ha v'sof de rabbanon al koponim she'en leso ashar. Oh, so maybe Yom chatiche skrem she'es v'hati hayinu de chatiche nasas de veil b'shar yisurim de rabbanon. He does say also chatiche she'akrem he's saying because l'gabe de chatiche itself that's the din of Tam Ki Iker, so that's the din de Raisa. But Lagabe, how it's going to affect the next piece after that, that's the idea that that's supposed to say the Binyan Yaakov points out that Rabbeinu Tam Shita about Tapki Iker is not Haba Hatalia with the Shita of Hanan B'Shari Surim, because Lagabe, this Chaticha, there's Tam. So then it's also Midoraisa. Regarding the other Chaticha, that you have to bevatel the whole Chaticha and all that, the Maisa there's no Tam, because you bevatel the thing. So that then is only a din Rabbanan. So that's, I think, what he's saying over here. Regarding the other Chaticha, if it'll make an afkamino regarding the other Chaticha, so then on the Nisid Rabbanan, so then we won't have to be machmer in that. Because that's Chanan B'Shari Surim, regarding the other Chaticha is only a din Rabbanan, so you're right. He does say it over here. That's what it seems to say. Prima Gadim is a hard tough, and a very bekitzer, but I think you're right. I think that's perhaps what he is saying.
If you didn't understand that, it's because I never officially gave the shiur on Kananya. That's really supposed to be called. But every top has been here.
Why did they have their own units in their bottom and the shop and the pit and the stuff?
Because the Israel had this thing, it's a chashash. Since it's don't look together, so maybe they were together in another pot sometimes beforehand. And when they were in that pot, there was no shishim. It was just the two of them. The fat with the meat. But that's only a shema. It's a suffix. So in the deraisa, you say suffix deraisa l'chumra. But if the whole list is only derabanan, let's say suffix l'kula. But if it's a din in the belia, that's a din in the mitzias. So that should apply both to a nisa deraisa and a nisa derabanan.
We don't know whether this is being prepared for Canada.
You never know. What's the history of this path? Of these two things. Maybe they were sauteed in some, you know. You have it here. You have something in front of you. You know who.
Can you tell if the basar is high or is.
Yeah, but maybe they were cooked together with other things in that other pot. You don't know. Were they alone? But things that are attached together, when together, they have a history of being together. The Siamese twins, their history of being together. You understand? Two things that are separate might have been together someplace else, but may have been tasting.
The reason for the answer is that the seven-year one only applies when you have the heart cage. Because then the down anyway is the Rabbanon. So.
Right, so that's the Rabbanon. So he would say, if the reason is the Shema, then that shouldn't apply to the heart case.
Right,
but if it's the Shach's reason...
So it's not a heart case, a regular
Chalav, say Chalav is a piece of meat.
Right, so would it also...
No, the Yisrael Vehete is still a chashash midrabanan.
So what's the mile of the heart case? Meaning, is there anything more suffic about the heart case? The heart case seems to have another case.
No, the whole thing is it's a suffic. Maybe it was together before. So if the Yisrael at hand is an Yisrael Daraisa, we'll be choshish for it. The suffic Daraisa l'chumra. But if it's only an Yisrael Darabanan, then the whole Yisrael is because of a suffic, then not. Okay, Rabosai, we have officially finished this packet for the time being. It's important you saw this, and also let me tell you this. The next packet is about Reicha and Zeya and this. You should know I made a new packet this year. Maybe if you convince me, I'll give it to you guys also. I really made it for my shiur on the west side. I really made it for my shiur on the west side. But I think it's more shy for you than other people. And the shiur is about schnapps on Pesach. Is schnapps chametz d'oraisa, or is it only din d'rabbanan schnapps? And I'll tell you why. Why did I start thinking about this? We don't have schnapps in our house. We're not schnapps drinkers. We have wine, you know. You know, everyone else comes to my house. You know, like to bring the blue Moscato. That's what we drink. blue Moscato. But there was a very nice fellow who came to us. He was coming from out of town for Shidduchim, and he was eating the meals by us through Shabbos. And it was a very nice fellow. So as a Hakar Satov, he brought a nice chasher bottle of whiskey. So my wife and I, as soon as he brought it, we both thought the same thing, that we don't sell chametz, and this is a nice bottle, and it's going to be lying here till Pesach, and what's the story? So the whole discussion of, and you saw this from Yoredeya that we learned are relevant to this shaila, and it's the maisa. Because some people, even if they sell chametz, they'll sell chametz. They won't sell chametz gomor, but they'll sell other things. So, is this chametz gomor whiskey, or is it not? Or is it not chametz gomor? So, I made a packet for this. That's for the shiur I give on the west side. But if you think it's interesting,
maybe it's first shiur after the Torah.
Okay, so we'll see. Maybe I'll give that, or we'll see. We'll figure it out. If you're interested, tell Rabbi Tuchman, and we could negotiate these issues.